Now we're doing in the laws of Shema, we're up to chapter 66, and today we're doing subsection 6, Siv Vav. So now, Kohen Shaya Kore Kriyat Shema. There was a Kohen who was reading the Shema. Soon we'll see why a Kohen. But a Kohen, he's in the shul, and you're a Levi, but this is a Kohen. Same thing will be with a Levi, we'll see soon. He was reading the Shema, and they call him v'karu likros batorah. They call him to read the Torah. Now, by the way, in the olden days, the one who used to get the aliyah, they would actually read from the Torah. Today, we have somebody read the Torah, and you say along with the one that reads the Torah. But in the olden days, people knew the Torah. You know, what used to be in the olden days simple, today you have to be a scholar. The levels changed a little bit, but everybody would be able to go over and read that portion of the Torah. Maybe they would prepare ahead of time. They would tell them, you're going to get the Aliyah, you go ahead and prepare the part. So, but they call up a Kohen to call the Torah. So, now, why are we talking about a Kohen? Because a Kohen is the one that should get the first Aliyah. Why do we give the first Aliyah to a Kohen? Out of respect. Because the Torah says, V'kidashto, that all everything for Kedusha, and wherever it comes a holy matter, we have to give honor to the Kohen. So that's why he gets also the first Aliyah. But now the problem is, he's in the middle of the Shema, and then he'll have to be interrupting his Shema to read the Torah. So he says like this, Yesh Omrim, there are those that say, She'enei Mafsik, that he does not interrupt read, Shaloi Amru Lagdimoi Elo Mishum Kovet Kuhonose. The only reason that the rabbi said to have him first is because we're honoring his priesthood, we're honoring the fact that he's a Kohen. And Vimo Yapanui Umagdimin Achar Lefanav, had he been free to come to the Torah, and then you bring somebody else ahead of him, Nimtza makilin lekvot kiunato. So then that would be cheapening or being lenient, not respectful to honor his priesthood. Because he's available to take the aliyah and you're going ahead and you're giving it to somebody else. That would be a disrespect for the kahuna. That's why we don't do that. But this individual who cannot read because of the Shema, because he's in the middle of the Shema, ein mekan zilzul lekvod kunosoi b'mesh oyle Yisrael bimkomo. This is not considered a degrading to his honorable, to the priesthood honor, because you have another Yisrael going instead of him. He's all going because of him, because he's not available, because he's in the middle of reading the Shema. It's not like we're passing over him if he was available, but in this case, you know, tell to our Kohanim, they take away all of our aliyahs here all the time. They take, so they get all the aliyahs.
Yeah, but if they don't give it to him, does the Levi take the Kohanim?
That's another thing. Yeah, that's what we'll see. Yeah, that's another thing. But here, the Levi would not be a problem in this case because the assumption is only the Kohen is the one that is that is doing the Shema. The Levi can go up in the place of the Kohen. But the question is, can we pass over this Kohen over here right now? Right now, the Kohen is in the shul. There's only one Kohen. He's reading the Shema. Can you give it to somebody else? Because he will have to interrupt. So some say that it's okay. It's no disrespect to him. Because the only respect is if he has the ability. But if he's in the middle of the Shema, he doesn't have the ability. And that's okay. But the Yesh Omrim, others disagree. Shafilu Yisrael Shekore Kriyat Shema, that even an Israelite who was reading the Shema, Shvikaru Lalus L'Sefer Torah, and they called him up to go to Sefer Torah, if they already called him up, Mafsik Afilu Be'emtza HaPedek, he can interrupt even if he's in the middle of the chapter, he's in the middle of a paragraph, in the middle of a blessing, he can still go up, even if it's an Israelite. Because Kal v'chomer mikvod habriyus v'yirosom. This is a forator, we can learn it out, from the honor of humans and awe. Because the halacha is that if a person that you have to respect or you have awe, like a parent, a rabbi, walks in, you're allowed to even greet them. And these are humans. So here they're calling you Aliyah for Hashem, which is much stricter. The other opinion says, of course, you can, even a Yisrael can go up. Now, it doesn't say over here, I'm assuming to go up and do everything you need to do. Which means if he reads the Torah, then he would read the Torah. Today we don't read the Torah, he does the bracha. But he doesn't do the reading out loud, but he would still do... Okay, so we're going to see in a minute that about reading along. In the days when they had to read, that would be he would also read along. But we'll see that there's two opinions about that too, and that's not the way to do. So we'll see in 1 minute. So he says, "V'chein noegim b'medinas elu." This is the tradition, the custom in our by these communities. He's quoting the previous of them, which means if they call you up, you go up. So it seems almost that you should not really call him up to begin with. So if you have a Kohen in the shul, maybe you should ask him to leave, to step out for a minute, so it won't be a disrespect for him.
But that's interrupting him.
No, well, if he's standing outside, or maybe the Kohen himself should see that if he's in the middle of the Shema, he should. That is not really an interruption. One is allowed to walk out in the middle. And that's what that means. We said before, one should read the Shema while he's walking. But the Torah says, U'belech t'chabaderech. You can go with it. But it's l'chadchila for the Kavanah purposes. But if he needed to leave, we should do that. And it's also the one who's distributing the aliyahs. If he sees that somebody is in the middle of the Shema, he shouldn't call him up, so not to put him into that predicament. Because even here, we're saying that he shouldn't go up. Even a Kohen shouldn't go up. And but an Israelite, but he says the tradition is that they go up. The ein l'shanos haminag b'pnei hamachlokas. He says don't change the custom because of making quarrels, making fights. Don't. So here you see also some reasoning going into certain rulings. You can see that it was very important to avoid people fighting with each other. So sometimes they say, it seems almost like what he's trying to say is here, well, we shouldn't really do that, we should really go maybe more stricter opinion, and not do that, but yet he says, because this is the tradition, don't change it so that you don't make disagreements in the shuls. That's a very important thing to him, yeah?
So how long does it take to read the Shema?
That's a very good question. And to... follow up on your question, you probably mean to say, why is it a big deal? Let him just finish the Shema,
yeah,
and then he'll get his Aliyah. That's your question.
Yeah.
That's a very good question. But the answer to that is that actually when we're talking about the Shema, we're talking about starting from the Bracha of Yotzer Or, because we talk about the two blessings before, plus the Shema, plus after. That would be a disrespect for the Torah to keep it sitting there and waiting. And then the Amidah, it's a problematic. And even the Shema itself, also whatever it takes, you know, sometimes he's in the beginning of the Shema, he wants to finish the three portions. So it's a disrespect, would be a disrespect. But especially we're talking about Shema and its blessing. So that'll take a while. And we don't want to leave the Sefer Torah sitting there without being used just to wait for somebody else. People should wait for the Torah, not the Torah for them. Okay. So let's just finish up over here. However, but the point over here is that if they call you up, then you go up to the Torah. It almost seems like only if they call them to the Torah, but it doesn't seem like they should, if they knowingly, they shouldn't call them to the Torah, so you shouldn't have to interrupt. Now, Mekom HaKoyim, Layikre Machazen Klal. However, in this case, we're talking already that the Balkore, called the Chazen, the Balkriya, he's reading it. Don't read along with him. Why? Because the Yismach al Divra'im Shiachal Levorich al shmir ma'achazn. You can rely on the opinion that says that you don't have to say along if you hear from the chazan. Who's making the bracha when you get the aliyah? The person getting the aliyah is making the bracha. So it means, what he's saying, he is fulfilling his obligation when you're listening to the shaliach tzibur, to the chazan, to the bal kriya, who's reading, even if you're not reading along, you can make the bracha and just listen to the chazan. K'moshi is bar b'simu kuf mem aleph. That will be explained later on in chapter 141. And b'kol shikein shalo yafsik v'yoymer l'chazan, he says, for sure, don't interrupt and say to the chazan, oh, do a mishaberach, make a blessing. That would be interrupting in the middle. Don't do that. And then, what happens after you get the aliyah? Then you go back to the place where you stopped in the Shema. You don't need to go back all to the beginning. Even if you delayed as long as it takes to finish the entire things. Because you waited knowingly, willingly. This would not be considered an oinus at all. And if there was no oinus, everybody agrees, as we learned earlier, Simon Samachay in the Seif Aleph, that even if you wait a long time, you don't have to start over again. You can go back to the place where you interrupted, and that would be good. We read it at length over there in the previous sermon.
What if you didn't finish the sentence in the Shema?
Yeah.
You can go back to that word.
You didn't finish the sentence of Shema. So we had two opinions over there. One opinion said that even if you interrupt in the middle of a sentence, you don't have to go back. Or maybe go back just to the beginning of that sentence. I got to take a look again. I already forgot. Can you believe?